This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Thapar. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today chaired a high-level meeting in New Delhi to review the security situation in Jammu and Kashmir and preparedness for the Amarnath Yatra. During the meeting, Mr. Shah took stock of the security situation in the wake of the recent terror attacks in the Union Territory. He directed agencies to replicate the successes achieved in the Kashmir Valley through Area Domination Plan and Zero Terror Plan in Jammu Division. Mr. Shah said Narendra Modi government is committed to set an example by cracking down on terrorists through innovative means. National Security Advisor Ajit Doval, Lieutenant Governor of Jammu and Kashmir Manoj Sinha, Union Home Secretary Ajay Bhalla, Director of Intelligence Bureau, senior army officers, including Chief of Army Staff General Manoj Pandey and Chief of Army Staff Designate General Upendra Dwivedi, Director General of Central Armed Police Forces, Chief Secretary DGP of Jammu and Kashmir and other senior officers attended the meeting. The annual Amarnath Yatra is set to begin on the 29th of this month and will continue until the 19th of August. In flood-affected Sikkim, rescue, relief and restoration operations are on in full swing, particularly in the worst-affected district of Mangan. State Forest and Environment Minister Pinso Namgyal Lepcha, along with senior officials of the district administration, visited the most affected areas under Lower Jhusing and Ralak wards of the district. Around 10 households have been relocated to temporary accommodation for their safety. Efforts were made on Sunday to evacuate around 2,000 tourists, including 15 foreigners, stranded in Lachung and Chungthang in Mangan district through airlift and roadways under the supervision of the State Tourism and Civil Aviation Minister Shring Thendup Bhutia. However, this could not be implemented due to bad weather conditions and roadblocks from the landslides. Vice President and Chairman of the Rajya Sabha, Jagdeep Dhankar, will inaugurate the newly constructed Prerna Sthal in Parliament House complex today. The Prerna Sthal has been built in a way to ensure convenience of dignitaries and other visitors who will be able to see and pay tributes to the statues of great leaders and freedom fighters at one place. The trial run of Vande Bharat sleeper class train will start in the next 2 months. Currently, the railways is running the Vande Bharat Express, which has only chair cars. Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said in New Delhi, there were demands from the people to run the Vande Bharat sleeper train. The Vande Bharat train is the first indigenous semi-high-speed train. The minister said the next 5 years, the government will further focus on rail infrastructure development and providing a comfortable journey to passengers. He said in the last 10 years, 35,000 kilometres of rail tracks have been built. Mr. Vaishnaw said, to clear the extra rush of passengers during the summer season, the Indian Railways has operated around 20,000 special trains in which around 4 crore passengers have travelled. The Central Board of Indirect Taxes and Customs, CBIC, has started a multimodal awareness campaign to counter the rising financial fraud incidents in the country. Under the campaign, the general public is being made aware to protect themselves from these financial fraud traps through several platforms including newspapers, mobile messages, emails and social media. CBIC said that various incidents have come to light where fraudulent persons posing as Indian customs officers cheat the public of their money across the country. These frauds are primarily conducted using digital means like phone calls or SMSs and are focused on extracting money through the purported fear of immediate penal action. CBIC urged the public to discern the modus operandi of fraudsters, protecting their information, verify the antecedents of the caller and report such acts by staying alert. The Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heatwave to severe heatwave conditions over the isolated pockets of Bihar, Jharkhand, northeast Madhya Pradesh, north Chhattisgarh and Uttarakhand today. The same conditions are also expected in most parts of Uttar Pradesh, Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh and Delhi during the next 2 days. In tennis, India's Sumit Nagal will take on Luciana Darederi of Italy in the men's singles final of the ATP Challenger in Perugia, Italy, this evening. And that's the end of this news bulletin.